I'm just a nigga like out here. Don't know how to make a podcast though. Reviewing episode 10 and 11. Alright, so we're out here reviewing episode 10 and 11 of Zoro 101. So the episode starts off with Chase saying, okay, you have a slumber party, and your best friend dares you to call the person that you have a crush on. What would you do? Later on in that episode, Quinn is trying to make a banana apple, and Michael says, oh, so let me get this right. You are growing a new fruit? And then Quinn says yes. And Michael starts laughing at Quinn. Flash forward to Dana is trying to fix a radio. And we end up in the clothes room where she's trying to clean up the book bag that she messed up with the candy in the beginning of the episode. Joey ends up cleaning up the book bag with a redesign, and everyone thinks it's cool. Joey ends up having a business redesigning book bags because everyone else wanted it. And Stacy shows up and decides to take pictures of the book bag that Joey redesigns for Chase. Stacy goes on and says, what a cool book bag, great job. And then Chase asks, do you let me in the picture? And Stacy says, no, not really. Quinn gives an update on the new fruit that she makes, saying that it's been 3 weeks since my banana apple tree first fruit. She checks the cutter and says that it's a reddish orange cutter and the fruit has a smooth texture and it also smells good. Then Stacy starts selling the backpack for 3 episodes for $3. Fuck! Ugh. The book bag was a copy of Zoe's work. Then Nicole says, you know, my uncle is a lawyer and he just got out of jail, so he's in trouble now. And that's when Zoe says, I'm not going to sue that girl. At the end of the episode, Zoe ends up pulling a massage, control thing in the book bag, and the owner of the store ends up liking Zoe's ideas. Overall, this was a great episode. Really enjoyed it. Can't wait for the next one. Episode 11 starts with Nicole running around the track and throwing up on the field. Then Michael is addicted to chips, even to the point where everybody was like, yo, yeah, I think you should stop eating these chips, man. It's like, nah, man, they're good. They're so good. All right, I'll stop. He ends up putting chips on the salad. And then Quinn comes out of nowhere and she's like, yo, here's some healthy chips. Meanwhile, Zoe and the gang decided that they were gonna play disc golf so they can skip PE class. And as they went to the field to practice disc golf, Nicole scored one goal. It took her like 46 tries to get there, but she scored a goal. And then the gym teacher had chased me, the California State guide. He reads page 87, the first paragraph, before a school can officially recognize as a team. The team must play a minimum of one sanction game against another team. So basically what it means is that the golf team isn't an official team unless they play against another school. So the coach gives them 10 days to beat another school, and if they lose, they will be back at gym class running laps. Logan ends up joining the team. The team afterwards, and Quinn ends up spraying something on the chips that she gave Michael to make sure his equilibrium doesn't get messed up in the middle of the game. The side effects was that he started speaking gibberish after taking a bite of the chip. They end up playing against a juvenile detention center called the Ridgeway. The score ended up being 32 points for Ridgeway, and PCA has 28 points. With 3 shots left, Zoe looks at Nicole and fakes an injury, leading Nicole to sub in the game. Logan is calling Zoe stupid for this decision, but Nicole ends up doing the diss and missing. So the opposite team decides to make a break for it, and with them forfeiting the game, Zoe's team was made automatically the winner. Overall, both of those episodes were very good and interesting to watch. I can't wait to actually be finished with the show for once. Ugh, and we out here.